The daf ended on a above our pay grade note, and that is that in the world of things that you're not supposed to do mipnei asakana, don't drink water balayla, right? It's considered very, very dangerous. Let's say you do. What are you supposed to do right now? So you have a problem. The reason you have a problem is because there's a shade. This shade's called Shavriri. He's Mamuna al-Makka Sanveirim, and he might come after you. So what you should do is wake somebody up, or at the very least, make believe there's somebody there with you. Because if there's two people there, then the shade's going to be spooked out. And then you should start banging, and you should recite an incantation. You should say, Planya Bar Pliny, so whatever your name is. Amrullah, Imach, your mother said, is dar, be careful from Shavriri, Briri, Riri, Yuri, Yuri, when it's in a white cup. And if you're going to do that, this person is going to run for his life. So Rashi said that, what does Shavriri mean? It's the shade that's Mamuna al-Makka Sanvirin. In fact, Rashi, it's the last Rashi right before the Mishnah, says Sanvirin Targumoy Shavriri. The Targum of the word Sanvirin is Shavriri. What does it say, Sanvirin, in the Torah? So this is Mamish Dava Be'itai, for whoever's holding mit in Chumashir. We have to pick up the pace a little bit. But for whoever's holding mit in Chumash here, we just literally, this was the last shit. In the last shit, we talked about the story of the two malachim that came to Sodom. One to destroy Sodom, the other one to save Lloyd. And Lloyd has this opportunity, like the Ramban says, to do a huge mitzvah of Achnasas Arkham, which ultimately will save his life. And he invites them into his house. And as soon as the Chevra from Sodom heard what happened, so they all came, Mikotoin Vadagodol, literally from sea to shining sea, they all came to find these malachim. And what do they want from these malachim? Mishkov Zohar. That's mamash what they want. So they were giving Lloyd a very hard time. Lloyd offered that his daughter should go out. The Torah goes through the whole story. And then finally the malachim said that we're going to reveal ourselves, right? And they come with a knack. That's why Anoshim Asher Pesach Habayis, the Anoshim, the people that were by the Pesach Habayis, this is all the Chevra of Sodom, Hiku B'Sanverim. So they hit them. They smoked them, right? Is that the right way to say it? They were smitten with Sanverim, Mikotoin Va'ad Gadol, literally, from young until old, Vayilu Lumtsoya Pesach, and they were so lost that they literally couldn't find the Pesach. They couldn't even find the entrance. They couldn't come or go. Says the Targum on that word, Hiku B'Sanverim B'Shavri Raya. That's what Sanverim means. It means they were hit with Shavri Raya. Rashi says it was Makas Ivarai. Right, that's what it was. This is the same Rashi over here. Rashi says, what Shavriri? Sheid ha-mamuna al-maka sanvirim. That, of course, stems with what this is right here. Sanvirim is targumoy shavriri, which we saw it is. And here Rashi gives us a hesper. What is the mako? What's the sakana? It's a sakana of maka sivarim, that a person can lose his eyesight. If you look at the Rashbam, in his Pirush al HaTorah, so he says what Rashi says, but he adds one word. He says, Makas Ivaroin Vishimamoin. He says that it can lead to Ivaroin and to Shimamoin. So Rashi says, Makas Ivaroin. The Rashbam says, it's Makas Ivaroin and it's also Shimamoin. I saw in the Sefer Parshegen, this is the Sefer that we've quoted in Chumashir. If you don't know what the Sefer is, it's an incredible, incredible work that was done by a Yid whose name was Rabbi Fal Binyamin Posen. It's academic / iyun digger work on Targum. You go through a few shtiklach, you'll never be able to look at a Targum again in the same way. He wrote on Bereshis Shmois Vayikra Bamidbar, and then he was Halach Loilamai, so we don't have on Devarim. But either way, this is Sefer Parshegen, and he goes through every Targum, especially if there's like a Chakava one. This is for sure the place to go. He's also Malakit from all the Sifrei Kadmoinim that wrote on Targum, so there's a Bechal Messiah money here. But regardless, so he says as follows. He says, Machloikis Rashi and Rashbam, what exactly Sanverim is? Rashi says, Makas Ivarim. Rashbam says Ivarim, but he adds to that one thing. He adds to that Shimamim. So he says, the emes is, I found a Makar to both of these pshatim, Ivarim and Shimamim. This is just Nifladik, just to show the grace guide of Torah. There's a Gemara Masechtas Yuma, Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis. Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Zuamo de Shimsha, Koshe Mishimsha. And then he added, he said, Shavriri de Shimsha, Koshe Mishimsha. We need the second part. The Shavriri of Shimsha is more kosher than Shimsha itself. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, what does it mean, Shavriri de Shimsha? Says Rashi, Shavriri Sanverim. Mitargeminon Shavriri. What is it? It's the Shemesh Hanoikeves Bikoyach Derech Nekev Ho'avim Haktanim. It's referring to the sun, the rays of the sun, that is going to be Noikev. It's going to, right, drill a hole into the small clouds. So what's Rav Nachman's point? Hanoisin ein of keneged hanekev. If someone's going to look at that ray of sun, kashen loy hasanverim, the sanverim is going to be worse. Yoiser min hamistakel b'chamash ha'aver. Then if a person just simply looks up at the chama, looks up at the sun. So if somebody looks up at the sun, it's not good for your eyes. And if somebody's going to look at that ray, it's not good for your eyes. What Rav Nachman was saying was that the shavriri, the shimcha, are kashu mishimcha. So what is shavriri? So Rashi here says, he tells you sanveir, metagamina shavriri. But then Rashi gives you the physical description of it. It's the very, very bright rays of the sun. So he brings from the Baal Nesina Lager, does the Baal Parshegen. So who's the Nesina Lager? Wrote Nesina Lager. This is maybe the most classic work ever written on Targum. It was written by Rav Nosson Adler. Not Rav Nosson Adler, the Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer. But this is Rav Nosson Adler, also known as Rabbi Nathan Adler. He was the chief rabbi of London, Kiyadua, and he wrote a very, very chashev apirish on Targum. It's called Nesina Lager. And on this, which by the way, this is David Bita, because yesterday's daf was all about Unkelus, right? But either way, in his pirish, Nesina Lager, so he brings this Rashi here in the Gemara, in Yuma Daf Chav Chesam Aleph. It says, very funny. Shavriri, I always thought, means sanvirim. It means blindness. But read Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that Shavriri de Shimsha is Kashu Mishimsha. It actually means the rays of the sun. It means something that's very, very bright. Now, why would we relate something very bright to blindness? Because it causes sanvirim. It's going to cause blindness. But says the Baal Nesina Lager, if you want to know the etymology of the word Shavriri, this is the spitz example of the Sagi Nahar. It means blind, but it's really just the opposite. It's something that's so bright that it can lead to sanvirim. But you want to know the types of shavriri? L'chayrat, it's a gemara. Shavriri de shimsha, kashu mishimsha. Unless it means the shavriri de shimsha, the blindness that can come. But that's not what he's saying. Shavriri de shimsha and shimsha, right? Not the blindness of the shemesh, because then what's mishimsha? So l'chayrat, the shavriri are the rays of the sun. How else can you learn this? It's the rays of the sun. So the rays of the sun means blind? There it is. It's saginar, pun intended. This is like mamish, the original Sagina. But I'll upon him, this Gemara right here in Yuma Daf Chavches, Shavriri the Shimsha, where Rav Nachman is using this Aramaic word, is clearly a makar to this idea of Makas Ivarin. It's mamish mefurish over here. The Rashbam added the word Shimamoin. So he said this has a makar as well. And the makar is in a pasuk in Mishle, where the pasuk says, it's Mishle Perek Gala Pasuk Chav Beis, Admosai Pisoyim, Te'ehavu pesi, v'leitzim lotzim chamdu lahem, uchsilim yisnu das. He said, Amasai psoim te'ehavu pesi, all you fools. I mean, you love foolishness. How long? Admosai, right? Admosai, are you fools going to love being fools? Ulaleitzim lotzim chamdu lahem, uchsilim yisnu das. That's already a whole different Indian. Says the Targum on this pasuk. Admosai psoim te'ehavu pesi, ad emosai shavre, rochamin shavrusa. A pesi is referred to as a shavri, and pasius is referred to as shavrusa. It's the same shayrish, the identical shayrish. So he said, I have a targum that clearly says shavrusa is related to the rays of the sun. It's a gemara. It's a gemara. Yumadav chavches on the base. There's a targum mishle that said amasai psom tehavu pesi shavri and shavrusa. This is mamish. The Rashi's pshat and the Rashbam's pshat. Again, there's a Torah shleima going on here when you learn Targum. It's mamash fascinating. If you've never experienced it, it's kedai. It's really, really incredible. And this is a makar, saita Rashi and saita the Rashbam. Now, the Rashbam brings both. He says it was Ivarin and it was also Shimamin. Maybe it's a play on both words, but regardless, you see this Indian over here. It was an Ivarin that led to a Meshagas. Like more, in the Rashbam, it sounds like it's more like a delusion, right? They were delusional. There was some Shimamin that Rashi, normal, you learn they lost their eyesight. Over here, they didn't lose their eyesight. Then that created some level of delusion, which is what ended up relating itself in this way. We'll stop here. I'm going to stop here.